The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I'm Tanya with you. And if you miss a deadline at work, you ever do that?
No, never.
No.
I get pretty good reminders before the deadline approaches, even before and then almost to the deadline.
I'm going to tell you what the worst text in the world is getting one at about 11 o'clock. And I won't even say who sends it or what they say, but I will do an impression. Hey, guys, did you forget that? I won't say the real word. A chromo?
Yeah. I imagine if...
And I know. I even no. like... There's. I'll say this. There's this sheet that I write down every day, and the last thing, and it has three asterisks on each side. It says promo. But sometimes I'll just look right past it, and then... And then, sadly, it falls on Fatboy, because Fatboy has the means to do it from his home, should the case be needed to be done. And
I tell you what I did last week, just to avoid a tag team email situation.
Yeah.
Where it's two people versus me. I turned around halfway home and came back to do it.
Oh, no.
Like, just because I forgot to put it in.
It happened.
I knew it was going to be a thing all day.
But once you've already missed the deadline, like, does the boss really give a... I mean, he cares, but then the fact that you turned around and drove... Because you live a haul from here. You drove halfway back. That's... Are you doing that for forgiveness of the boss? Or does at that point, he doesn't care because he's mad because you forgot to start with? It's like your wife. If it was her birthday and you forgot, and then... That night, you're like, oh, here are the flowers. And you've went the whole day without saying it.
I feel like this is a situation to where it would blow up into something very big. And the analogy is kind of like you got people standing in line handing each other sandbags to hand to the guy at the end.
Yeah.
I feel like I could skip about two people in this line and take the sandbag myself. Straight to where it needs to go.
I get you.
But that's not the case sometimes.
Interesting you use protocol. Sandbags.
Protocol is what you have to do.
Yep.
Why do you act?
Oh, because it happens, and everyone has missed a deadline on something, and sometimes it's because we're working hard on it, trying to get it done, and we think it's worth a little bit more extra time, and maybe that's not the case. So researchers at the University of Toronto found that if you submit a piece of work late, people will think it's lower in quality than if you were to submit the exact same work on time or earlier.
See, it does, like, it doesn't matter if you go back and do it. Fatboy, you should have just went home. Hey, cut it out.
And I remember trying to get, like, term papers and everything, and I always wanted to try to keep a 4.0 because I really wanted to go to do school and everything. But
yeah, I knew I was going to tech.
As it was getting really bad... With that statistic course that brought me down to like a C-, then I had a 3.0. And at that point, I was just trying to get out of school.
You know what? The deadline thing used to be like you couldn't miss it. Like that's why what it was. We're getting into the age of workers now to where everything's fudged. Like that'd get pushed a little. You miss the deadline, so what? Like that's the generation of worker. Because you have the old... I saw this in a report. The new generation of worker now claims they know what their worth is as far as the workplace goes. They're clashing with old management styles who are like, you're going to do this job for this flat amount. And the working class now coming up is like, I'm worth a lot more than that. So they quantify the money with the work pace. Like, you pay me this much, this is how much work you're going to get. And that's that. Like, and then they'll quit. They have no fear of not having a job. Because they're minimalist.
But that's the pretense of just being lazy, though.
Yep.
And not caring.
I'll make jokes about it, but I was serious. So, like, when I worked at Chick-fil-A, I treated that job. Now, yes, I must admit I was a crew leader and assistant store manager. But I treated that place like that was my Chick-fil-A. Like, I, not that I, you know, in my mind, not that I owned it, but I was like, I'm representing the company. And, but I'm not going to make any more money by working harder, am I? Or am I?
You might get some apple pies.
They're going to trade them out the back door. Maybe it's going to Ruby Tuesdays. How many Chick-fil-A's for a keg of beer? But how much, if you work harder and have that pride of ownership where you work, productivity will go up and you might not get, make more in the moment, but the company will, thus your job would be more solidified. And you have people who's like, well, if I work harder, I'm not going to make any more money.
Uh-huh.
But your job might stay there, though. And it will, if you walk in, if you walked into a place, went through the checkout line, and the person didn't speak to you at all, and you're like, well, yes. Kiss my ass, you know, yes. Kind of thing or whatever. How much difference that would have been if they just said, hey, did you find everything today? That little thing right there, little bitty thing. I know you don't own the grocery store.
Customer service.
Customer service is freaking everything. Yes.
And this
we don't have it much anymore.
This reminds me of a conversation I had this past week, and I like philosophy. And I studied.
Is that a Greek food?
Yeah.
Stamboli.
In the Republic, Plato writes, there's being someone who tries to, there's no jack of all trades.
No.
And a,
that was supposed to be a reality show.
And a jack,
came here and took a dump.
But the best line in that book is the jack of all trades is a master of none. You master nothing in your life.
Well.
And I started thinking about
Mr. Big Time Know-It-All.
I started thinking about my life, how I'm going here, there, everywhere, distracted, doing a little here, there. And I kind of regroup myself thinking, well, what am I good at? What should I pursue?
Punching yourself in the face.
Focus on the strengths.
What? Yeah, exactly. So if you do that and then you try to be stronger day by day at what you're good at, then you will be successful.
Right.
So, as soon as you accept that you're a cog in the machine, a spoke in the wheel, people have an overinflated sense of self-worth. The world cannot move on without you in it. As far as the work, you know, especially the workforce goes.
Yeah.
Fight Club really did nail it. You know, we're all just...
But is the hidden mess... Because there is a deeper meaning to Fight Club. And I've always wondered, like, is that the thing you don't talk about it? We all realize we're cogs in the wheel, but we don't talk about it. Don't talk about your salary. Don't talk about your bonus structure. Don't talk about this stuff.
We're not important to each other, but to ourselves.
Well, y'all are important to me, though.
But you can communicate. I mean, that's just having a conversation. You can talk about. I mean, there's ethics. And maybe that's unethical to discuss things like that.
Yeah.
But to have good relationships at work are great.
Even though you might not own the business, like the business flourishes because of you, and that. You're not everyone's going to be owners or CEOs or whatever.
No,
but
because not everybody is a good leader.
That's no.
I would suck in management. Are you kidding? If I would, what? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I remember that too.
The only thing I can manage was a Chick-fil-A at Haywood Mall. That was it.
But that's, you manage that.
I think of Mark Hendricks, the patience that man has
he
had.
Does.
Just with me.
Right. Not fired.
Just with me alone. Like the guy. He's got like a little radio halo on because of that.
You know how many people pole vault over mouse turds? Too many. And he shouldn't have to deal with it.
He's putting out fires all day, he says.
He does.
That's a problem solver and a shot caller.
If you can learn that lesson as an adult later in your life, is to kind of know your role and stay in your lane.
Exactly.
Know your strengths, what you're good at, exactly. What you can contribute. At some point, you don't overreach.
And then
don't
it's
have
like,
dreams is what I'm saying.
No, not at all. It's like you know your weaknesses, so you're not going to become someone's physician fat boy ever.
Like, I know not to spread myself too thin.
Imagine.
I do what I do, and you know, you try to perfect it.
You're right. Not going to be my
a steamroller couldn't roll
diet,
you out, Finn.
What diet are you counselor, about? Or you're not going to be my sex therapist ever.
I'm good at letting stuff roll around.
I offered you a free visit.
Stuff really. Like, when I believe in what goes around comes around, not from the karma aspect of it, but like, if you miss something the first time, you might be meant to have it the second time around. You know? It's just going to come to you when it comes to you.
Sometimes I thank God
for
unanswered prayer.
If you hate driving into the parking lot every day and you dread being there and it sucks from the minute you get there until you leave, maybe that's not the right place for you.
True.
But also, you have to put your feelings to the side sometimes when it's a job. I've had to do that before. Not here. I love here. But yeah. Other jobs. I'm serious. Like, I mean, I love my job. But other jobs, like, I just grit my teeth and go because uh-huh. I had a pregnant wife at the home at the time. And, you know, the company left me on the side of the road for 4 or 5 hours. I had a pregnant wife at home. And I was like, yeah, I think I quit. I quit. Yeah, I quit. You have a pregnant wife at home. Well, I quit. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I got the hell out of there.
The job is the job, man. You have to focus and separate it if you can.
Yeah.
It's a gift if you can figure out how to do it. Right. It really is.
Then you figured out the mystery of life. Have the best job.
It's like you can't commingle all this stuff.
You know how I say all the time that I'm so critical of other people's spelling and how I can notice it? I just realized in the Facebook fussing thing, I said for Sammy Salsa to sound like Ramore Ramone.
I was trying to figure out who it was.
Ramore, not Razor. Ramore Ramone. Damn it.
Like, is that, it's not the Spanish word for love, is it?
No, that's Jonathan.
And I remember telling a child once if they called it, if it wasn't kind of hard and challenged you, it wouldn't be work. It would be called play. And but we have to work today.
But you can't play. If you find something you love, then you'll never work another day in your life. And I've not found anyone paying anyone to masturbate yet.
No. Well, I hope the pod scripts don't take pages and chop it up.
You need to get an OnlyFans page, and that would be...
Why, what part did she say?
I just don't want it to mold it into. I told a child once, if it's hard, play.
Oh, no, no. Stop.
Pat boy. She was talking about Play-Doh a while ago, saying something.
I know. I was thinking the little fries you used to make with it.
Dude, that was
Play-Doh.
The McDonald's set with yep. Play-Doh. That was so good. You crank out some fries.
We're talking about Aristotle and Socrates and Play-Doh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mr. Onassis.
All the Ninja Turtles.
Well, I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. It was fun.
Really, I mean, look, it's flown by.
What's
I like
show?
When you could just come in here and just riff.
Oh, yeah.
And just do whatever.
Well, we've done it today, haven't we?
Yeah.
I, like, poured my heart out in some weird-ass segment that I'm still kind of iffy about. I'll never go listen to on the podcast ever. But I suggest you, just me listening to it, I'd be just very embarrassed.
I mean, really.
It's actually a good tease.
Mm-hmm. It really
you
would
miss
help.
That segment.
It would help a lot of people to listen to that.
I mean, It's tough to put things in to words a lot of time, times, but, and I can't say that doing that made me feel any better about it, but I mean, it kind of did.
Yeah, at least you're not sick anymore.
I still feel like crap.
Oh, well. All right. Good laxative going. I think we got some in the office.
You know what? I've never had to take one of those in my life. My body produces
oh my
it
God.
Naturally.
An explosion.
Yeah. I'm no doctor, but my last name's Bismuth. Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, TBT on TRG.
Well, let's start first with Chris from Parts Unknown. I wonder if Chris is even his real name. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Fair to Midland. It says here you got a problem with your parents. Let's hear this. What's going on?
I do, because as you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, and so we're going to go visit my parents. It's just me and my wife. Oh. We don't have any kids yet. But my parents always insist that we stay with them every time, because it's just the two of us. And normally, in most normal situations, that would be great and fine. The problem is... it's just us and them, and my parents still get it on.
Sexually speaking.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're really loud.
I don't know how old you are. How old are you? Or how old are your parents or whatever? Just trying to figure that out.
My parents are in their early 70s.
Oh, my gosh. Good for them. Now, do you think this is going to be an uncomfortable question for you right now, but do you think the loudness is from ecstasy or pain because they're so damn old?
I honestly don't want to think about it.
I know. It's like, is her hip dislocated or is she really enjoying herself? I can't tell if mom's falling and can't get up or if mom's...
Oh, my gosh.
Who's louder, mom or dad?
Oh, I try to just, like, I kind of go to a happy place when I'm...
Well, so are they. It's just, I'm trying to, like, is he in there talking crap to your mom? Like, or she said, pull my hair, Wilbur, you know? I mean, it's got to be just, so your thing is, okay, I want to go see my parents, and good for them. I hope probably when I'm at that age that I'm still banging it out, but you don't want to hear it. You'd rather stay at a hotel.
Exactly. I mean, it's your parents. You don't want to hear your parents doing it. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's like, it's great for them and everything, but at the same point, you're just like, I don't want to think about them doing stuff that we do, and no, oh, God, no.
Yeah. So is the question not that you're not going to stay there, but it's like, how do you tell them? Like, are you asking, do I tell them why we're not going to stay with them, or do you just not stay with them?
It's like I've tried to talk to them about it, but I mean, they're very free spirits, and they're just like, it's okay. I mean, we know you're having sex. You're a married couple. No, you can stay with us. It's fine. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Let's just see who could be the loudest.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's just even more awkward.
I know. It's
fine. Horrid.
Like, hotel.
I mean, if you're comfortable with lying, just say, hey, look, I got a gift card from work or some extra hotel points or something I have to use by the end of the year. I'm just going to use them down here. I mean, I'll get a free break. Right. You know, bullcrap them. It's got to be very awkward. I luckily, my parents didn't have a whole lot of sex. So I didn't ever, only one time ever, we got to Gatlinburg, and it was like, I remember we got there very fast. It was like Diddy was driving way faster than normal. And we get to the hotel, Chris, and my dad gives Angel and I, my sister, each $20 and says, go down to the gift shop /arcade. And we're like, wow, that was fast. Okay. We come back, like, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour later. The hotel room was a disarray. It was, the bedding was everywhere. My daddy went there and beat it up. He did. See, Chris, the thing is, though, is that I had to sleep in that hotel room that night, you know? And then no windows had been cracked to let any funk out. You know what I'm saying? It was not a good situation. So I get it. I get it. It's got to be tough for you. I say lie to them and just say you got a free hotel night stay. Because it's going to hurt their feelings, and especially your mama, because, you know, she's probably got the house all decorated, all Paula Deen, cornucopia, Indian corn everywhere.
Can you imagine? No.
Okay, so here's what you do. Tell Dad the truth. Dad will be put over. He'll love that. And then just say, hey, Dad, look, how do we handle Mom? Yeah. Make it a team effort, you and Dad, figuring out how to handle Mom.
You can always bring earplugs.
Oh, gross pig.
You get a hotel, be comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't make the awkward conversation, because I couldn't imagine saying that to my mom.
So do you think maybe a conversation with your dad, Chris, be the way to handle it?
Honestly, the whole thing is just super awkward, and I'm really just disturbed by it more than anything, where I'm embarrassed to talk to either of them about it.
Yeah. Well, then just straight up just lie.
I'm in the same boat you get.
I would just straight up
lie. Yeah, I'm in that same boat where it's like, do I lie? Do I talk to them? I mean, my wife is absolutely no help on this because she just finds it hilarious.
Is this your childhood home, or is this something they've moved out of or into since you got older?
It's a childhood home.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, for that reason. Yeah, you don't want to go back and be in your old bedroom. My bedroom's my dad's office now.
Oh, it's crazy. Of course.
Chris, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy. You going to where? Where's
going to Florida.
Oh, geez. Congratulations. All right, well, good luck with that, and I hope you have a good time. And high-five your dad for me, if you would.
All right, thank you very much. You guys have a good Thanksgiving,
too. All right, you too. Well, I think we helped. I'd do the hotel. I mean, you got to go out of town, so you want to enjoy yourself.
What's up, guys? It's Hardy here. When I'm in town, I'm listening to the Crazy Rise Guys.
Love where the sun goes!
Get ready, Upstate.
The leaves are falling.
And so are our prices.
At the Gilstrap Family Dealerships.
Autumn is here, but forget about leaves on the ground.
Because prices are dropping, and we want to help you rake in the savings. So right now, you could save up to $4,000 off a new Mitsubishi Outlander.
Or drive any nice new ride that you choose from a huge selection of certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and CUVs. Starting at only $114 down.
So even if your old ride is rusted, busted, or fallen,
leave it behind and drive a nice newer car today.
And pumpkin spice things up in a car you'll love.
Because you could save up to $4,000 and drive for only only $114 down.
Plus, at the Gilstrap Family Dealerships, we're all about approvals and affordability.
So our solution specialists work to help you find a car you'll love at a payment you can afford.
But hurry, a deal this good can't last long.
The Gilstrap Family Dealerships. Ask about our exclusive Customers for Life program with a free lifetime powertrain warranty, oil changes, and more. Only at number one Mitsubishi and the Truck Farm.
We're renowned for giving away our cars.
Come see us in Easley, Greenville, and Greer. Call today at 306-8785 or see all the deals online at thegilstrapfamilydealerships.com.
Hosting a holiday party? Then Social Latitude Playground and Pub is your answer for a season of fun. No party is too big or too small. Need the perfect gift card for all ages? Who wouldn't want a gift card for the place voted the best restaurant at this year's Artist Fair? Learn more at sociallatitude.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In my situation...
Lisa keeps the seat warm.
We both had diarrhea. It was terrible. You know, it was like ragu or something. And we
I will not make you sick.
Hey, ragu too.
It was the worst situation ever.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rough blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
Social Latitude Playground and Pub, where food, drinks, and fun come together for the perfect...
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh cracked American sausage cheese sauce. Bacon. And the second bite is like fresh cracked American cheese sauce. Bacon. And the third...
So funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Live from CallRobert.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on November the 7th, happy birthday. Or suck it.
Yes, sir.
The chorus of sucks.
We don't have a whole lot of music today. We got some music that we can play for this fella right here. We also use it later for happy heavenlies, but we can use it now for sure.
Oh, man.
He is on the Righteous Gemstones.
Someday.
He was also on a show called Workaholics.
Oh, God. Now, what is his name? Give me the initials.
A.D.
Adam Driver.
Love it.
Nope. Close.
Adam?
Yep. You got that part right.
Duvall.
Talk about Kelvin Gemstone.
Oh, I love him.
I'm done.
Adam Devine.
Devine.
Oh, that's right. He's funny.
An autographed picture of Adam Devine.
Adam Driver is very much an A-list movie star.
Is he related to Minnie or Karin?
Don't know Minnie Devine.
Karin Driver. Come on. Laugh at that. You love it. I will say, hallelujah, what a payday. 40 years old.
42.
I want to change it to 37.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. That was awful. Adam Devine is 41 years old today.
Wow.
Well, hell.
This guy might have the nicest business card that Madman's ever seen in his life.
What's up, Chris Benson?
It is Chris Benson's birthday.
That dude threw out a business card to me that looked like one that freaking American Psycho would have had. I mean, that was...
It's copper tone.
It was nice. The nicest business card I've ever seen in my life.
Was it metal?
No, it was a thick card stock with like a matte finish.
Ooh.
But the engraving on it was deep. You'd feel it. Like, I think a blind person could run their fingers over it and braille it up.
How fancy.
Former Pittsburgh Pirate, New York Met.
Clemson Tiger.
Yes, sir.
I will say Chris Benson, who was a rookie in the year 97. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a payday. 27, 20, 50, 52.
51.
Chris Benson with a K. It's a big one.
50.
What 50 hell? Years old. I'm hell. 50.
Chris. Who do you used to date?
Anna Benson. They were married. Oh, no, you're talking about DDP's daughter.
DDP's daughter when we met him.
Diamond DP.
Yeah, but he was, yeah, formerly of Anna Benson of Playboy magazine fame. We interviewed her, too.
Funny you mentioned interviews because this guy over the years has been on the show a lot. He was also on a show called The Brady Bunch. Hmm.
Christopher.
It is Christopher Knight's birthday. Look at you. Guessing like hell.
Guessing like hell. Well, there's only one Brady Buncher we've ever talked to.
Is he related to Ted? No, we talked
to Marie. Too close to comfort fame?
Ted Knight. We talked to Marie McCormick.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh?
That's how I got her book. Oh. I sniped it before you guys could read it.
Oh. Well, how good was it? Was it great?
It's really good, man. She went into some stuff.
Did she really have a relationship or at least coitus with the older one?
Oh, Barry?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
They might have experienced.
I mean, I know they were not real brother and sister in real life, but I mean, like, you're at work and there's like 10 actors on the set and you're going to bang two of them. One of them's your mama, one's your sister.
Oh, gosh.
And pretend, but still.
That's why you want to be on a big show. You know, there were scissoring during the facts of life. Who's that to be in?
Oh, Mindy Cohn's in there with Tootie.
Until Clooney came on, and, you know, they probably tried to go after Clooney.
Mrs. G's walking in with some laundry, and she looks in and sees what they're doing, and she just removes her apron and just goes to town as well.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The great Charlotte Ray. 54? Not good. No.
You want to readjust?
55.
I'm going to stay with it.
Okay. I was going to give you a mulligan because Christopher Knight is 67 years old today.
God.
He wasn't even the youngest. Michael Lookinland was the youngest.
Wow.
Oh, Bobby, right? Bobby.
Is Florence Henderson still alive or is she dead?
No, she passed. Okay. Within the past couple of years, I think.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah. Flo Hen's gone. This lady's got a birthday
very
today.
Pretty.
I was hoping a very Brady vacation would come out. Who is this now? Hold on.
You know they'll redo a movie.
Fucking not.
Song's called Big Yalla Taxi. JM are her initials. JM.
Joni Mitchell.
It is Joni Mitchell's birthday. Big Yalla Taxi.
Isn't this like a deodorant commercial or something now? Or something for my Lanta or something?
Do your pits smell bad?
You
smell like a big parking lot.
As a former marketing student with some college, I don't understand these. Do people fall into some trance when they watch the medicine commercials? Because I've never once watched a medicine commercial and said, oh, I'm going to ask my doctor about that next time I visit.
No.
Paying attention to the song or the fact you're dancing to a song about you don't have to tell your boyfriend you have AIDS now.
They're dancing, but then the side effects is worse than the disease itself. So yeah. I'm turned off. I'm
just
not going to
one again. She's an actress. She's doing show tunes. She's a bigger girl. She's dancing around. And then while she's smiling and everything.
Oh, yeah.
May cause extreme diarrhea.
Stop.
Thoughts of suicide. Your arm might fall off.
Yes. More than your armpits might stink.
You lose an eye, you go bald, and you have terrible gas.
You're going to get a hernia, hemorrhoids out of your nose, ears, and your rectum. Damn near killed them.
More than just my armpits stink.
I know. How can you legally market a pill to where you could ask your doctor for it and your doctor would be like, oh, you know what? Okay, I'll prescribe that for you because you talked me into it.
Unless he's getting hooked up too. But again, that's supposed to be really regulated.
And most doctors, I'm sure they are annoyed by people that try to diagnose themselves. Oh. Hey, I saw the No, that's not
my
what they said on the commercial.
Hates WebMD.
He hates it.
Yeah.
Because you go in there and say, oh, I got the sniffles. You have cancer.
You got
WebMD
it.
WebMD does.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell, I will say she's up there. I'm going to say like 83.
84.
Joni Mitchell is 81 years old today. We got some happy heavenlies. This guy left us this year. It was kind of a shock, too. Morgan Spurlock would have been 54 years old today. And it's free on YouTube if you haven't watched Super Size Me 2. It's about chicken.
Oh, the, going to McDonald's.
Well, that was the first
one. He ran a chicken farm.
And then, yeah, he wanted to open his own restaurant. It was very good. King Kong Bundy.
Oh, man.
Yep. He wrestled Hogan at WrestleMania 2.
Also on one of the greatest episodes of Married with Children.
Yep. He would have been 69 years old today.
KKB.
This lady, one of her last, appearances alive was on a radio show. Dana Plato.
Wow.
Yeah. I believe she was on Howard Stern and then died the next day or the day after.
Yep.
Overdosed. She would have been 60. Would have been a big one for her in this.
Yeah. Boy, go back and listen to that interview. I haven't recently, but my God, the way you talked to her.
And the most famous man of God that we've ever known in our lifetime. Billy Graham would have been 106 years old today. The guy who was a true gentleman, a true showman.
Oh, man.
Lived by the book. Loved his McDonald's hamburgers.
As at the Trump rally in Raleigh, they had Franklin Graham was there. I didn't see him, but Trump says, "You want to talk about God? Let's talk about the Graham family. We're in North Carolina. Where's Franklin at? Where's he at?" And he kept looking around. Where's he at?
Where's Franklin? He reminds me of my favorite cracker.
He had to go to the restroom, maybe. Graham crackers are the best.
Will somebody go to the bathroom, see if he's in there? Hold your nose if you have to. I have to know where he's at.
Oh, he's been in there for 30 minutes. Pray for him then while he's in there.
Is Franklin in there making a s'more?
Billy Graham, though, for real. Like that was that.
What a good person. Good heart.
We need more. You know what? Sad state of the world where you look at most well-known preachers now and you're like, scammer. I hate that, too.
Just the draw that he was and how simple he lived, especially the last years of his life.
And it was, it was all authentic with him. Like, he was real as rain when it came to that stuff.
Yeah.
And committed and married.
They would not talk about his huge house or how much it cost or how much money actually went into it. Wasn't that type of guy.
Did you ever see the mansion that George Beverly Shea lived in? I mean, my God.
He had his own stadium, too. Put a ball team in it.
You named your son after him. I'm sorry. I know how you are. I'm sorry. I'll say that today was fun. I went to not feeling good to feeling great now. I don't want to leave.
Yeah.
No, I will.
Yeah, we can arrange it.
You can get today's podcast by texting the word podcast to 72341.
It's back on the app.
It is on the app. All ready to go for you. We're on Spotify. We're on Google, Amazon, all of them. Go get it. Tomorrow, week 11 of Pigskin Picks.
Oh, boy.
And the FOF line. A little tidbit. A taste.
Yeah.
And if you've got energy drink stickers and other f***ing hunting stickers and on the back of your jacked up truck that your mom probably paid for, that's even worse.
Oh geez.
He's talking about regular trucks.
With energy drink stickers.
you drive a regular truck, I'll give you this guy's phone number. You can line up and beat his ass, run over him.
Okay.
Or you can go ahead and pre-call 864-241-4318. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Appreciate y'all. It is good.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Bye, baby. Bye.